when I'm in meetings or I'm at practice, it's all football. I love playing football.
Martellus breaks a tackle in midfield, and in the Giants' territory.
With your imagination, you can go anywhere that you want to go.
Martellus Bennett across the 40, 45 yards out of the bear, first down.
What's art mean to you?
Art is a chance to express yourself in a different way. And I try to find as many different ways to communicate how I'm feeling. And art is one, it provides one way for me to share my thoughts again and the way I'm feeling at the moment. It's almost like taking a picture, but more of taking a picture of your emotions for me, because it's usually how I'm feeling at the time.
With really remarkable way of looking at the world, are you in business right now? Do you have something cooking?
Like right now I want to do, like, I'm working on animations, cartoons, I do a lot of art, you know, I have, write children's books and adult children books. Anything that you could like put in your house and it's like, it's just real cool and it adds a different dimension to it.
It's a conversation piece, if nothing else.
Like when I write, I got a collection of coffee table books called Books That Make No Sense in the Place of Make-Believe, Dinosaurs, Astronauts, and Cupcakes.
So that's the title.
Yeah, so basically it's just a collection of short stories that I write. Like I write them a lot on the plane or anytime I travel, or sometimes I'm just sitting down here or outside and I just write these short stories that make no sense. And that's the whole thing, just to make you laugh and it's a conversation starter. This is exactly how I was feeling. These are my emotions for like 9 hours straight and then what happened to me that whole day for 9 hours.
This was a one-day project?
Yes, straight through.
Wow. How do you have time for all this?
Why be good at one thing or great at one thing when we're allowed to be great at so many things?
I've been in football in some form pretty heavy for the last 17 years, and I've often heard coaches, the real old guard coaches, and they'll get guys that come in and too many interests, not serious about football.
I've heard that all my life.
You have.
We're still dreamers. Most of us, we retire at 32, 33, if you're lucky. Then what do you do with your life? So if you're not dreaming while you're playing, you're really doing yourself a disservice. So it creates a balance in your life, because when you're football, 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 football all the time, things start to go wrong, then it affects your life at home, because that's the only thing you have. So when I don't bring football home. If I have a bad day at work, I can't bring that home and be a bad parent or a bad dad or bad brother to everybody else just because I dropped the ball in a game. You know, I can't turn into a bad person because that's going to happen.
So is this the happiest you've ever been athletically, all the way back, all your whole life?
My joy comes from two other places, my wife and, you know, God. You know, so no one can steal my joy. When I try to pull out my joy or happiness was coming from football, then it was a roller coaster.
You're full of irony. You are.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Well, I like irony because it's funny. Like, I got a character that I created called McGuire. Because when he does, he changes costumes because he works at Dinosaur Land. And I like irony. So one of them is Polito Pico, which is chicken beak. And his pants are pajamas, but on the pajamas, it's like chicken drum legs. So he's wearing chicken while he's a chicken. I wrote a story about a magical elegoat.
An elegoat.
Yeah, which is half elephant, half goat.
The funniest thing about you telling me stories, they're so matter-of-factly spoken, as if they actually exist.
My world, it does exist.
Yes, it does.
So, and there's nothing wrong with me living in my world and you living in your world, but when I invite you into my world, there's unicorns, you know, there might be a griffin, there's an elegoat.